You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10 to 12, and Revelation chapter 21 and verse 1. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the element will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the element will melt with fervent heat. Now Revelation chapter 21 and verse 1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. Now, brethren, did you know that this planet is marked for destruction? This earth is not going to endure forever. Whatever we are building on this earth is going to melt and is going to be destroyed. It's important we note this because, you see, sometime I had a preacher who was saying that when God created Adam, he put him here on earth. So God does not intend for us to live in heaven. He intends for us to live here on earth. So we must have dominion here on earth. And you know, as he's saying that, people's mind are going into how they are going to have money and control things and rule on earth. And they think that is the gospel of Jesus. Even in the garden, note that God didn't put Adam on earth. God put Adam in the garden. And then he now asked him to dominate, to spread that across the face of the earth. In other words, God wanted Adam to live in his kingdom and extend his kingdom upon the face of the earth. That was the initial plan. Now, Adam fell and missed out. This planet earth, because of sin, had been marked for destruction. So no matter if what you want to put your effort in is this earth, just know that you are putting your effort into something that is already marked for destruction. The Bible says that he said, heavens will pass away with great noise, and the element will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. All the skyscrapers will be burned up. All the big cruise ship, everything is going to be destroyed. Airbus A380, A320, all of those things, everything in the end, they will be built, they will be burned up. Now, we are the light of the world and we are the salt of the earth. While we are still on this earth, we will preserve souls and we will reach out to men with the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. But we must keep at the back of our mind that ultimately this planet earth is already marked for destruction. As you later now see in the book of Revelation chapter 21 verse 1, where John now saw a new heaven and a new earth. That is where we are going to live in eternity, a new heaven and a new earth, where the heaven and the earth have now become one. And then we are going to reign on the new earth, not this planet earth where you have the Atlantic Ocean, where you have the Pacific Ocean. That was why John observed it. He said there was no more sea. There was no more sun. In that new earth, it is God. It is the glory of God that will be our electricity. You won't need inverter. You won't need generator. You won't need wind turbine to power your house. All you need is the glory of the Lord. We must keep this in mind, that we are not in a permanent place. We are on a pilgrimage, and this earth is already marked for destruction. May the Lord give you understanding in the name of Jesus. Please, you can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.